My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, glad to have you here with us. We are live at Twin Peaks Buckhead location. Tomorrow we are at the Kennesaw location.
It's Twin Peaks Palooza.
It is. And we are going to talk to Arthur Blank in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned. Mike, let's talk about our Falcons because the countdown is on. Sunday Night Football. And by the way, tell our listeners again where we will be on Sunday afternoon.
Hey, man, a special broadcast will be 1 to 4 at Signia. That's that brand-new hotel on Northside, just past the old Home Depot backyard right there. So fourth floor, they got a place called The Nest, and that's where Dukes and Bell will be, guys. So 1 to 4 if you're tailgating. I know some folks have been making an all-dayer.
Yeah.
Make some time for us, man. Come over. Have a cocktail. She'll be some single Chiefs ladies looking for meet some friends. You'll probably stay at the hotel, if I'm honest.
Fair enough.
Either way, we'll be there 1 to 4 on Sunday. Special broadcast. Everybody else is getting on deck for this one. You'll hear Randy, Andy, everybody else.
Stakey as well. Yep. Hey, man, Kirk Cousins talked to Troy Aikman before the game against the Eagles, right? And everybody was like, oh, and we were getting it on social media. Dukes and Bell, he admitted it.
I know my Chris Collinsworth is the same as my Troy Aikman, but bear with me. I spoke with Kirk Cousins, said he's not 100%. Feels he's 100% in the pocket, though, which it still didn't make any sense.
And so Kirk was asked about it. I want you to hear his comments, guys, as we get ready for the Chiefs. And I said this on Sunday. Guys, he looks great. He's backing up. He's running. He got sacked. I mean, like, there's nothing for me to be concerned about. But what exactly did he say to Troy Aikman? Here's Kirk
Cousins. I was more referring to the fact that the rust and the red jersey factor. I think that what happened a little bit was the season, you know, Raheem was doing such a good job of stay away from the quarterback. He's got a red jersey all camp, not just for me, but for all the quarterbacks. And so we got this kind of false sense of, oh, I got all this space, you know, this is nice. And I think in the game, they don't, you know, you're not getting that. And the telephone booth shrunk. And I think there was a little bit of a, you know, I've got to get to where the rust is off and I'm more comfortable being used to that environment since it has been since week 8 of last year. And so that's probably more what I was referring to. But, you know, I do feel really good from the physical standpoint.
Well, I like that line, though, that the phone booth got smaller.
And it's a great way to put it. He did look better physically. We were certainly more flexible in the offense and the things that we ran on right. You know, Monday night against the Eagles versus what we saw in week 1. So let's hope, you know, and again, you gave the Chiefs a lot to look at, Mike. I mean, right. Week 1 versus week 2 offensively, it was like blah. And then week 2 was like, wow, they're doing a bunch of different things here.
So whether or not, you know, everybody was as forthcoming as far as his status, but what Kirk is basically saying, 100% to being the Kirk Cousins you've seen before.
Yes.
That's how we can, at the end of the day, we can quantify it. That's what we need. because he was the old Kirk Cousins. He was the Kirk Cousins that we signed and paid that guaranteed $100 million. Everyone jumps to 180, but $100 million guaranteed to get here. And if that's what you're going to get moving forward, and whether Zach Robinson was kind of concerned about it, and that's why he did the game plan he did for the Steelers, or maybe that had something to do with T.J. Watt. I don't know. Either way, forget it. We saw that we're capable, Carl, of playing with anybody in the league on Monday Night Football.
Let's hear from Cousins, Mike. He was asked about leadership, and he was like, you think I take this job lightly? Listen.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of you try to, whether directly or indirectly, make it very clear that this is not a hobby and that, you know, this is – I'm very serious about this. And so you do try to communicate that, and I think the guys understand that already without saying it. But yeah, it's funny you bring that up with Raheem, because I said to him at the 2-point conversion that he went for, I kind of came off the field miffed, and I thought maybe he thought that I was mad he wanted to go for two. And I said, hey, coach, you know, I wasn't mad at you. I was just mad at the play that we didn't get the 2 points. And he said, oh, no, I know. He goes, and I was just trying to keep you positive, Kirk, because I know you're hard on yourself. And so he was like, it's funny how a head coach has to be like a psychologist and kind of treat everyone fairly, but not the same, you know. And so he, with me, he's like, I don't have to, you know, get on Kirk. He's going to get on himself. So it's funny when you hear how he's got to kind of be so aware of everybody, you know.
Yeah, listen, in those moments, it's an emotional game, man. I mean, Mike, we went for the fourth down. We got it. We heard from Raheem Morris yesterday. We replayed that for you earlier in the show. But you have moments where you don't, things don't go your way. How do you react? How do you respond?
Now, again, we can continue to debate. Lord knows they are in Philadelphia, how they screwed things up and bad decisions like Sirianni going for it early instead of just taking the points. Obviously, the Saquon drop is huge. We've had as many of those moments in the last, I have to remind any Falcon fans, in the last 6 years. So, you know, the football gods give and take. And we took advantage of it. Kirk Cousins put together one of the great drives. And whether, you know, Fangio, do you think Fangio wants some of those defensive calls back? Too late.
Yep.
You know, we took what they gave us. And it's just, we think it's a springboard to hopefully competing with everybody and moving forward. We always knew these first four games are going to be a grind. But as you said, I think a lot of Falcon fans are saying, oh, Mike, shut up with the 2-2 to the first four games after what you just saw on Monday night.
Yeah, I'm hoping for 3-1, but we'll see. Sunday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from our offensive coordinator, guys. As we mentioned, our owner's coming up here in less than 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Zach Robinson was talking about, he didn't think, Mike, that after game one, all this formation conversation and what we didn't do was going to get everybody in a tizzy.
You know, we were in here and it was a big deal. I didn't even really know, you know, what was going on. And somebody told me before I walked in, you know, I don't have any social media or anything. I didn't even know about it. But we'll operate however we can operate week to week based on, you know, crowd noise, based on the different timings of snap points. We felt like that first week we had a bunch of different, you know, snap points that we wanted to be in the pistol. So we'll be versatile. We'll continue to mix it up and find out whatever's best, you know, that given week versus the given schemes that we're playing against.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody was diagnosing it right. Oh, they didn't do this, they did that. I've been saying this, and I think this is where the school where he comes from, which is Sean McVay.
Right.
And then, you know, the Shanahan thing, guys, week to week, you're going to see different things.
We're still learning what Zach Robinson's offense looks like. I think guys, and maybe I'm guilty, Carl, we thought that he just could step right in, and boom, it's a Madden game. He'll be able to plug this in. No, maybe some of it was concern over where Kirk Cousins was with the Achilles and some of the things they were asking him to do. Well, they asked him to do, I think, everything was in the playbook against the Eagles, and I think we know he can do it, and it worked.
Coming up, a pair of tickets for you to go check out Metallica. They're here June 3rd, 2025 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets, so stay tuned. But when we come back, Arthur Blank joins us. It's going to be a big weekend for Arthur. We'll talk to him about our team, his induction into the Ring of Honor, and much more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are awaiting Arthur Blank, who's going to join us. The opening of the new Arthur M. Blank Hospital. The ribbon cutting is happening on September 27th. The grand opening September 29th. But he's also going into the Ring of Honor. So we'll talk to him in just a few moments, Mike. Also, a pair of tickets to go see Metallica on the way. So stay tuned for that. And we'll get a chance to talk to Grant real quick. And, you know, the game was on today while we've been here at Twin Peaks.
Man, we need to bank these runs. We've all been joking around. Where has this been the last couple of weeks? I mean, Matt Olson is catching his mojo. Muddy Harris has had a couple of days now where he's just hitting base knocks and home runs. Carl, I wish we could roll these over, especially not necessarily for Miami, but for that Mets series, which is so important coming up.
That's true, because head-to-head, I mean, we might be able – to overtake them in that series.
You got to be within two. You got only be two games back.
That's right.
And because otherwise, there's tiebreakers, and there is the head-to-head chance to play in a one-game playoff. But just the idea that if you had a couple games in hand, and that's where losing to all those sub-500 teams really comes back to bite you. I know that, yes, there's about a million different games, which I think aggravates Braves fans. You and I were going round and round. I finished the show yesterday, cleared my throat, saying, I can't argue about Snicker when you think about who's on the roster. You can't expect journeyman guys picked up off of waivers.
Did you say journeyman?
Journeyman. To produce, you know, like your all-stars who are all, you know, hurt. But if Ozzie's good, and the word is from Grant, and we'll talk to him coming up, Ozzie will be in Miami for that series. So Ozzie's playing tomorrow.
Chris Sale is the story, guys. 18-3.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The majors in ERA, 2.38, leads the majors in strikeouts. You guys tell me who had Chris Sale doing that when we acquired him.
Right.
and
didn't you? You and I were joking on 25 quality starts. We talked about, right? Wasn't that like our benchmark?
Well,
we're going conservative because it's been a while since he put that kind of season in.
I know I was arguing with Turtle because he was concerned about the injuries and getting him back to what was it, 2018, 2019
right.
status,
All-Star. You know, big
so
time,
today he pitched 5 innings, 2 runs again. But what I'm telling you is, he's the Cy Young Award winner. That's what I'm telling you. And I'd love to see the Braves get in the playoffs, but Chris Sale has had an amazing season. That is going to be our conversation with Grant in just a few minutes. But right now, let's say hello to the owner of our Atlanta Falcons. We love him, Arthur Blank. And Arthur, congratulations.
Arthur getting a round of applause from the studio audience here.
Congratulations on everything. First and foremost, you know, you are deserving to be inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor. But I want to ask you about the hospital, too, because I know how close that is to your heart.
Right.
And the new Arthur M. Blank Hospital ribbon cutting is September 27th. Talk to me about this project. And Mike and I were talking about it. We're driving down 85. We
see your name. See that new Children's Healthcare Hospital. Amazing.
Well, it is amazing. The hospital itself is at 2 million square feet. It's the largest medical facility ever built in the state of Georgia. The gift that we are fortunate enough to be able to share with them is the largest ever in the history of the United States to a single pediatric hospital. So, you know, to be able to make that kind of contribution to a facility that's going to, you know, take care of our young people, you know, forever, and for their parents and for their caregivers and families, I think is incredible opportunity for us. It's really not about us. It's really about, you know, and it's really even not about the building itself. It's about the doctors, the nurses, the staff, folks within those four walls, 2 million square feet, that are going to provide that level of care to our young people. And our young people, as we all know, are about a third of the population of the United States and 100% of our future. So we need to take care of our kids for sure and their families.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of the kids, I think the kids stayed up Monday night to celebrate. I said it's one of the biggest wins, in certainly in your stewardship of the franchise, for what it maybe represents and maybe changing direction for us.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're right. I mean, I look back on it, and it's, you know, last minute and 39 seconds, and to see what the offense was able to do. Our defense, as all listeners know, have played well in the first two games. We kicked off some rust, I think, in the first game, and I think we got running the ball and passing the ball, obviously, much better in game two. And you saw that all come together in that last drive, and Kirk Cousins did an unbelievably great job for us in providing that leadership that we knew he had and knew he was fully capable of, and has demonstrated that for, you know, his 12 now going on 13 years. So we're excited about where we are, and we have a huge game Sunday night. You know, in the NFL, if you have a loss, you can't carry that very long, because otherwise you're going to repeat the loss again. And with a victory, you got to move past it, celebrate it, and move forward to get ready for the next opponent. In this case, Kansas City Chiefs, who've won the Super Bowl the last 2 years, obviously one of the very premier teams in the National Football League. So we'll have to play at our best, but we're looking forward to the challenge and to have it on national TV. It's the first time we've been on Sunday Night Football in 5 years.
Wow.
So we're excited about that opportunity as well.
Yeah, we said that to Coach Ra yesterday, Arthur. It's Arthur Blank, our owner, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We said, you know, it's been a while, and he kind of shook his head at us, and he said, I know, I was here. Like, I remember how long it's been. And it's like, you know, he understands the importance of the fan base coming out and how big of a game this feels like it's going to be. Arthur, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know you probably answered it, but for Mike and I, you know, the whole quarterback thing, we love Kirk. We love what he's shown us. This is why we went out and acquired him. But when they came to you and said, we want to draft one in the top 10, everybody around the country always asked me, did the owner know? Was the owner in on it? How much was this the owner? How much did, was it just a simple okay from you? How did that play out?
Well, it played out fully with my support. I mean, obviously, you know, Terry Fontenot, our general manager, Raheem, personnel, and to some extent coaching staff. I mean, the thing you don't want to do is be left in the spin cycle without a great quarterback in the National Football League. It's a hard place to be. It's a hard place to have kind of success, given the importance of that position in the NFL. We have great confidence in Kirk Cousins. We have a 4-year contract with him. you know, hopefully he'll play out the 4 years and that continue at the level that he's capable of and he's shown us he's capable of. But we want to be able to have a healthy transition whenever that ends, stops, move into the next to the next franchise quarterback. And I think our personnel folks and coaching staff felt that Michael Penix was an extraordinary talent and it was worthwhile investing in him, that eighth pick. And at some point, whenever that is, when you have a transition, we have a smooth transition. And you can look at the model, what you know Green Bay has done when they moved on from Aaron Rodgers to you know Jordan Love. They have a world-class quarterback now. And there's been other examples that are like that throughout the NFL. And you try to make sure you can get that successful transition. And that was it's an investment in the future. And while at the moment it may not seem like the most important need, when you get 2, 3, 4 years down the road, whenever that point may come, let's say 4 years down the road, you want to be ready in that position. Because the penalty, the cost of not being ready, we've seen that in our own franchise more recently. And you see it in other teams' franchises as well. So I think it was great forward thinking by our leadership. I give credit to Raheem and Terry and their staffs. And I'm fully supportive.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So we've talked about your legacy here. When you take over from the Smith family, I remind some of the younger audience who don't remember, you dropped ticket prices to $10 and $300 level. We packed Georgia Dome, sign off on trading for Mike Vick. You know, we talk about bringing soccer here, the stadium, a legacy. Now we get World Cup. And more importantly, Arthur, now we get free hot dogs in honor of your induction into the Ring of Honor. And are we gonna run out of hot dogs on Sunday night?
Mike and Carl, and all of our listeners, and we're really concerned about Mike and Carl. We limited to 2 free hot dogs per person. The chips, and we thank Levy, our partner, our food and beverage partner. We thank Coca-Cola for their support. And really, you know, this food and beverage philosophy we've put in place with fan-friendly pricing, which has been in place since the stadium was opened up in 2018, has gotten the recognition from our fans, which is the most important folks. You use the word owner and steward. I would always say I use the word steward, not owner, because that's what I consider myself to be, a steward for our fans. We wanted to find ways to say thank you, show the deepest appreciation we can for our fans, for everything they give us, their time, their energy, their resources, their commitments. And it's one way we can do it. In this case, we've gone beyond fan-friendly. We've gone super fan-friendly, which means for nothing. So instead of $2 for a hot dog and, you know, $3 for a Coke, whatever it may be, and chips, you can have all that for free. So it's just a recognition of a way of saying thank you to our fans for everything that they bring to us, their energy and everything else they bring to us. So
It's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday night. There's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, for the fan base, Arthur, and I'm sure you sense this, you know, being out and about, like, people are excited about our team. I mean, you know, and that makes us feel good. We talk about it all the time. We talk about this team every day. And it's one of those things where I said to Mike, everybody is talking about the Falcons.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true, but you know you can't. I mean, I think we know this, and our fans know this too, is that you know this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We got 2 games behind us. We're pleased the way we played on defense, certainly in both of the games. As I said earlier, got a little rust kicked off game 1. We played well in game 2, both on the ground and passing the ball. So, you know, I'm excited about where we are, but, you know, every Sunday is a battle, not just against the Kansas City Chiefs, but whoever we're playing, it is a battle in the National Football League. So we're focused. We have our head down. We're as intentional as we could possibly be, and I think we're well positioned. But, you know, we have to go out and compete and perform. And I think we have the roster to do it. I think the fact that someone like Jesse Bates got Defensive Player of the Year list last week, the National Football League. Beyond him personally, it's more symbolic, I think, of our entire team. And he symbolizes really the best of our veteran population as well as our young players. So we're excited about where we are and look forward to Sunday and take it from there. But tremendous thank you to our fans for their incredible commitment to the franchise. And they should always know that we're totally, fully, 100%, 1,000%,
committed to being great stewards for them in every possible way that we can be, both on and off the field.
And one thing for certain, I know nobody wants to win more than you do, and the idea that maybe, you know, the worm has turned and we've got some things that are really trending the right way. By the way, happy early birthday, 8 days away from your birthday. And what would a championship in the NFL mean to you?
Well, it would mean a lot to me, but not for me. It would mean a lot to me for our fans and for our coaches and for our players. Everybody connected to the franchise. And it's never really about me. It's who I represent. It's who I support, who supports our franchise. So I would love to see those rings, those championships, come to Atlanta more frequently than they have of late. And I think we have the leadership to be able to do that. But, you know, it's easy to say it. We got to go out and do it. And our fans know that, certainly, and I fully appreciate that.
All right, Arthur, before we let you go, Sunday's a big day. You're going into the Ring of Honor. What's your pregame meal? Yep. What are you eating? What do you do before these games, these big moments, Arthur Blank? What do you do?
Do you sleep in Bloody Marys?
Really good question. I usually don't eat very much. I mean, I'll eat, you know, this is a game we kick off at 8:20, but let's assume it's a normal 1 o'clock game. I'll usually have a fairly light breakfast, and then I'll normally don't eat something of significance until the end of the game. I'm just not able to eat. I'm so wired, and my energy, my adrenaline, everything's at, you know, the highest possible level, and I'm so focused on the game. And it'll be the way this Sunday. I'll eat something certainly sooner, given the kickoff time, but, it'll be something easy to process, something easy that I can keep down. So it's going to be very exciting. So I'm looking forward to Sunday night.
When you're on the yacht, is it burgers and brats? What do you do on the yacht?
It's a variety of food, Mike, and we'll have to make sure that you have an opportunity to share it at some point. But the food is good. But
I'll swap the decks.
Really about me. It's always about our guests. So
right.
It's always about you. Arthur Blank, seriously, congratulations.
And thanks for being such a great friend to us and always giving us the access. Carl mentioned that earlier. Yeah. You know, you've always been so great to us and the show over the years.
Come to my office, you idiots. Arthur, thank you. Well, congratulations.
You both have been incredible. Your station has been incredible. Your listeners are incredible. So we always want to show appreciation and thanks for everything you guys do for us, truly. So I always enjoy hearing you both. You know, thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you Sunday. Arthur M. Yep. Blank Hospital, ribbon cutting, September 27th, the grand opening, September 29th, and he is getting inducted into
birthday,
the Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be a big week, man. So, Arthur Blank, thank you again.
We love you.
Yes, sir. All right guys. What would top all of this, right? A win.
Right.
A win Sunday. Like, we get one Sunday, and it would feel really good.
He's going to be 82. I mean, you know, like I said, bro, for some guys of a certain age, he's the only owner you've known with this Falcons team, you know?
That's true. Yeah. All right, coming up, Grant McCauley. Braves, did they hit today? My goodness. They hit, and they hit a lot. We're going to tell you about it. We'll tell you what the standings look like as they gained on those Mets today. And we also have more stuff from Kirk Cousins that we want you to hear as we get ready for Sunday's matchup with the Chiefs. We're live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell. Grant McCauley, where have these runs been? Let's not even beat around the bush. The Braves beat down Cincinnati. Like, what happened today? This explosion of runs.
Maybe they were just in storage. I mean, your guess is as good as mine with this, but we know there's the capability of some of these hitters in this lineup to make the kind of impact they made today, maybe not every day, but to be able to do more than they have been doing. And I think this is just another example of if they can get some guys going at the same time. I'm not saying that they'll set a home run record that's never been done in baseball the way they did today with 4 3-run homers in the same game. I didn't know that's a thing that had never happened, at least since 1900. So that's what the Braves have done. But either way, putting all that aside, I mean, this is a lineup that is capable and can be dangerous if they can get going. And that has been the question pretty much since the 1st of May. I don't know if they've turned the corner, but I certainly don't think that this hurts whatsoever about creating some momentum, taking the series from Cincinnati, and getting over that loss in Game 1 that felt like it really started to, you know, maybe signal something not so great for the Braves over the next week.
Wow. 1900. Carl, you got to go all the way back to when our man John Fricke was having his freak-offs with Napa LaJoy.
Oh, that's not funny.
Hey, man, Grant McCauley's with us here on Dukes and Bell. So I guess the good news is Money Mike looked great down in Gwinnett, and they're going to move him down to Miami, so he'll be there for the next series.
For Ozzy Albies, yeah, he did look good.
What did I say? I'm sorry, Ozzy, my bad. Yep.
Yeah, Money Mike also looked good today, and yep. We certainly can
yes,
get to that.
Did.
But, yeah, Ozzy's already down in Florida, so they figure he can make that little trip over from Jacksonville to Miami and get things going. And that's going to be, I feel like, another boost for the Braves, because how many times has this club had options where they could start thinking about, okay, well, Whit Merrifield has played pretty well at second base. Now what do we want to do with him since we have one of our regulars back? They could look at him maybe a little bit in third. I don't think he's going to play any outfield given the foot situation, but this also gives them the ability to maybe move Gio Urshela from third base to shortstop, which is another place I don't really feel like Merrifield has played a lot. I'm not expecting it to be a permanent change, but it has options where if they don't like the matchup perhaps for Orlando Arcia, then I think they could trust Gio Urshela with a couple of starts at shortstop, at least here or there. They could get creative, I guess, is what I'm saying. And they haven't had a lot of pieces to get creative with in a while.
Yeah, I'm looking at the explosion of offense, but I want to talk about the pitching because, when you score 15, it kind of goes unsaid. But let's talk about the job Chris Sale continues to do. I said it before you came on, Grant. I think he's a Cy Young Award winner. 18 wins now, still leads the league in ERA, strikeouts. What can you say about Chris Sale?
He's done it all this year and hopes to do a little bit more before this season is over. Could have two more starts in the regular season down the stretch. Will get an extra day before he makes his next turn thanks to an off day. So that's kind of built in. That's a plus. And I feel like this was a day they just kind of showed you, even when he doesn't have like the premier A-plus stuff, he can still get it done by pure will, if nothing else. And that is really what it felt like he was doing in Cincinnati on a hot day, a day game, having to get started a little bit earlier than he, is normally, used to, but just getting that job done. And he's done it time and time again for the Braves, because how many times this season have we been looking at maybe a losing streak or a pivotal? If you want to win the series, you got to take this one kind of game. And Chris Sale's been on the mound and delivered a career-high 18th win also as a result of this one. So for Chris Sale, the renaissance continues, and one of the best seasons he has had in his entire major league career is happening right here in Atlanta after 5 years of injuries that derailed it and made you kind of wonder, was he capable of these kind of things anymore?
You talk about the guy who's been the war horse besides Chris Sale is Marcell Ozuna. We spent yesterday talking about how long this home run drought has been going. Well, it ended last night as Ozuna is first in 20. So, again, between Harris and Soler today, can we see the power surge at the right time with the Phillies taking on the Mets?
It starts to feel like it could line up. You've got to handle your own stuff. We know that the Braves can't control their own destiny when it comes to this wild card. They're in a four-team race for three spots. They can't beat all three of their opponents on the same day. They're going to get a head-to-head shot at the Mets, but they've got to hope that the Padres or Diamondbacks maybe regresses a bit over the final nine games of the season now. But you've got those guys going. You just mentioned huge day for Michael Harris. Couple of more home runs for him. He's homered in three straight games. He started to pick it up. That's a plus. Jorge Soler, you mentioned, has also been swinging the bat well. He went deep again on Thursday. And then Matt Olson, I think we talked about this yesterday. He's been on a steady rise since the start of August. So you've got a lot of things that are going right, and I'm sure Marcell Ozuna's got a little bit more up his sleeve as well. Throw Ozzy Albies into this mix. See what you can get out of the bottom half of the order. Certainly that remains to be seen. But that has all the makings of some veteran hitters with some serious pedigrees. And if they get hot at the right time with this pitching staff, that is what could make the Braves dangerous.
All right, so we travel to Miami. Again, we know we need to win all of these games.
Yep.
But you got Charlie Morton. What's the pitching look like? Morton, then who? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, you've got to line it up with Morton and Fried. And then I think that, as the Braves have kind of sorted this whole thing out, I don't have the probables right out in front of me here,
I
apologize for that. But, going through this series, they're going to be looking to take advantage of this Marlins club that has been I'm not going to say that they have, found a way to overproduce against the Braves, but do you remember that four-game series in Atlanta where the Braves just pounded them in the first two and then just kind of fell off a cliff and split a four-game set right after the trade deadline, and then they got demolished by the Brewers. But the Marlins were kind of finding the Braves at a weird time, and now, once again, Miami doesn't have a lot to play for, but they can certainly create a spoiler scenario if they wanted to over this next three games. And the Braves, it's no secret. They need all three of these. They need a sweep in the worst way to put themselves in position for when the Mets roll into Truist Park. that it truly is, you know, within arm's length, you know, your opportunity to take that wild card spot back in a head-to-head format.
I know you mentioned Ozzie coming back, and hopefully he can just hit the ground running because he'll certainly look good in the rehab starts in Gwinnett. Real quick, it just doesn't seem like Murph can just give you the offense. Would you be cool with going with Travis d'Arnaud down the stretch?
Yeah, and I think that they will, certainly, because you're going to have to mix in Sean Murphy some, but this has been a lost season for him at the plate. I really feel like at this point, with a week and a half left to go, I mean, there's just not a lot of time to get it going. Doesn't mean that he might not have a big hit or a moment up his sleeve as well. The Braves aren't in the position they were in the 2021 postseason, certainly, where they needed Travis d'Arnaud to catch every single inning and every out of every game. But I do think if you can get a little bit more offense and Travis gives you that and you like the matchup, yeah, I mean, I think you get creative for as many runs as you can get, but they're also going to have to be mindful of, you know, not wearing somebody down the stretch so that when you do get into the postseason, maybe at that point he's going to be, you know, sucking wind a little bit. And that just with this partnership, I don't know that that's necessary.
Grant, you know I'm Acuna for life all day, every day. But what Ohtani is doing, he eclipses 50 steals today. He's two home runs shy, 50-50. Where does this rank? What are we talking about now after seeing what our guy did last year in winning the MVP?
I mean, it is a great season, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if this guy does the 50-50 thing that it is not special. But when you really start to pull apart what Ronald Acuna Jr. did last year, hitting
right.
337, leading Major League Baseball in hits and in runs scored and stealing 70-plus bases, hitting those 40 home runs, on basing at the clip that he did, and while playing in the field every single day, which is a thing that Ohtani hasn't really done, would say of the two, the Acuna season is a more well-rounded campaign. Is Ohtani going to hit 10 or so more home runs? Sure. He's also going to steal 20 less bases, score about 30 less runs, have about 30 or 40 fewer hits. You see what I'm getting at? It's kind
of
it's tough to line these things up and say, you know, without a doubt, this season or that season is better or more important because of X, Y, Z. I mean, Ronald's not an elite level defender, but he was in the field every single day, and I do think that carries some value as well. Now, Shohei Ohtani has the trump card when he's doing his dual threat thing, and he's also pitching, and that show will begin, no pun intended, in 2025 and could be something to behold. But I will be very curious to see if he runs as much once he starts pitching every fifth day again.
That's a great point. And Grant, you know, I saw today, now I don't know if Bob Nightingale will say Atlanta Braves, but one of the national writers, did say that, basically echoing your sentiments, that let's not be prisoner of the moment on the Shohei Ohtani, because Acuna, for whatever reason, Atlanta gets short shrift from the national media and MLB, who doesn't know how to promote their stars. It's great, but that was better. End of story.
It is better. And Grant, that's why I presented it to you. Listen, coming from us, it sounds, you know, like we're throwing shade, to your point, on what Ohtani is accomplishing. But the numbers don't lie. To your point, if you're telling me X amount of runs more, the average was better, and the fact that he played every day, which is probably why, you know, he's got the wear and tear on his body at this point that he does. Nevertheless, I'm with you, and I've said this to numerous people, and they've said, no, you're crazy. Ohtani's better. This season's better. No, it is not.
Grant just gave you the argument. You made it. It's end of story. But again, I don't know what we're going to win a couple more World Series with the Acuna to get the love.
I'm just talking about individual all-time great seasons. What Acuna did is right there, man. It just is.
Yeah, it's way up there.
Grant, yes, no doubt. All right, Grant, we got to run, man. I know you're going to be on this weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We need all of these games in Miami. We are now, what, 1.5 back? 1.5 back?
1.5 is Mets taking out Phillies in City Field.
Yeah, the Phillies and Mets are about to be, you know, having this four-game showdown, and that's going to be a tough ride for the Mets over the course of the weekend. So the Braves better take advantage in Miami, and it is Morton Fried and then Grant Holmes again in the series.
Thank you so much. Yeah, because I wanted to see how this looks for us. Grant, we'll talk tomorrow, man. Thanks again.
Take care, guys.
All right, Stukes and Bell, we're live at Twin Peaks.
Oh, by the way, Severino goes to the Mets. Walker, Tywell Walker going for the Phillies tonight.
I need the Phillies to beat them.
We do. And the Phillies are still in that race with the Dodgers for number one, so they're motivated. Not like they're going to rest anybody.
No. Hopefully we get what we need, and then we handle our business.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Patrick, who covers our Falcons for us, is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour.
Going to start some trouble, Smoking Joe.
Oh, it's 6. Okay. Well, he's coming. Oh, 6:20. Thank you, Turtle. 6:20. Turtle's in my ear. 6:20. 6:20.
It's got like a submarine. 6:6:6:6. 6:20. Roger, 6:20.
All right.
Torpedoes and fire.
We need to give you a chance to win these tickets. We've been talking about it, and now here's your opportunity. You're a Metallica fan? The M72 World Tour is coming.
Pantera, you know it.
And Suicidal Tendencies, Tuesday, June 23rd, or Woo-hoo. June 3rd, that is, June 3rd, 2025 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Caller 7 is going to win these tickets right now just for listening to Dukes and Bell. You've been hanging out with us, guys. Thank you for listening to 92.9 The Game. Tickets on sale Friday, September 27th at Ticketmaster.com. Mike, Metallica tickets right now, 404-726-0929.
You are holding people's expectations in your hands. You are truly a master of puppets.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.